Mincha, I believe, is 420. So that means there's supposed to be a lot of snow. So I would advise everyone, drive carefully, of course, Leon Hara, and leave early. You can get to the place where you're staying whenever. You have my left my phone number on the top. And if you have to call me. But I really would stress leaving early so you get there on time. And if you get there early and already, you know, come to the shul and you can do Shnai Mikra, okay? But Minchas at 4:20, okay? Now also, if I could ask of you, if you can, I understand, we collect $10 from each guy, okay? Just if you can't, if someone can't do it, don't worry about it, okay? So Yossi or Josh will collect that, whether it'll be before Shabbos or after Shabbos, however you want to do it. And if you can't do it, you don't even have to tell me. Don't worry about it, okay? Also, you don't have to feel like you have to get something for the guests, because I give out to the people that host. And okay, now Friday night, we're going to have Rabbi Sarfati Shlitl speak. And then we have an onik. So if there's any, what we've done in the past, guys ask questions. So maybe if you want to prepare any questions beforehand, maybe give them to Josh or Yossi, or you don't have to give them, but just have in mind. It could be about anything. Halacha, Ashkofe. We try to be makbid about no talking during davening. So obviously, you know, you guys are Bachram Yeshivas, so you'll be a model of that. So that'll be good also, that we shouldn't talk during davening. And of course, you know, I don't have to. You guys are all about limitis, about your hosts. Okay, I think that's about it. But I want to stress, please, try. It's supposed to be a blizzard? I don't know. Yeah, a blizzard. How many inches?
8 to 12.
Over 6? All right, so if you please try to make it, otherwise. All right, what are you going to do? We try the best we can. Okay, all right, let's begin. Okay, we want to start the questions. And also, I want to do a little bit of Inyan Hanukkah too, and some Chumash. Okay. All right. Let's begin. Okay. Okay. Let's begin. Number one. How do we paskin legabi edim sir karsi? How do we paskin regarding edim sir karsi? So this is a machlekes or blazer mayor. We're all familiar with this quite well. Whether you hold any Masiru Karsi, Rabbi Lazar, you hold any Chassim Karsi, like Rameyer, the Shaila is how we paskin. So, Toisvus, this big Toisvus here on Dalam Avdimas of the Kaimelon, points out that not only do we paskin like Rabbi Lazar in Gittin, but we also paskin like Rabbi Lazar in Shar Staris. Ida Gemara says the word Gittin, because that's the topic here. But in reality, we paskin like Rabbi Lazar even by Shar Staris. That's Toisvus' opinion. It's very clear that he holds Rikah B'lozer, Eidim Asir, even by what? Even by Shar Staris. Okay? The Rif, however, argues on Tosfos and claims that we paskin like Rikah B'lozer only by Gittin and not by Shar Staris. The Rivet has a different gears in the Rif, that the Rif also held off by Shar Staris. But if you look in the Ramban, in the Sefer HaSchus, in the Ran, they write the correct gears is the Halachas like Rikah B'lozer be Gittin in the Rif. So the pashtus is the Rif argues in our Taisus, and that's the way it's presented in the Rosh and the Ritva, that it's a straight-up Machlekes Taisus in the Rif, whether we pass like Rabbi Lazar, even by Shar Staris, that's Taisus, or like the Rif, that it's only by Gittin. Korban Nisanel asks a steer in the Rif, but Lamaisa, this is the psak that we have, Lamaisa, big Machlekes Lamaisa, as I said, do we pass like him or not? Okay, that answers number one. Number two. What are the rayas that Tosfos quotes that Lacha is Kamosa Bishar Staris? Number one, he says that there's a tremendous machlekes in Amoroyim. Okay? On Dafei Vavim Beis, and we went through the Gemara, where the Gemara discusses at great length how he paskin, and he says there is a psak of Shmuel there. Shmuel holds that we paskin Kablaza by Shar Staris. So Shmuel, we always have a cloud. Whenever there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, who do we hold like? It depends. If it's matters of Isser, we hold like Rav. If it's matters of Mamonis, we hold like Shmuel. That's what the Gemara writes in Mecharis on Daf Mem Testament base. So here you have Rav siding with who? Here you have Rav siding with Reb Elazar only in Gittin. And Shmuel says we pass like Reb Elazar even by watching our stars. So Tosis says, aha! We pass like Shmuel that what? That the Psak is. We pass like. No. We pass like Shmuel that the Psak is that what? That there's dinner of Reb Elazar even by what? There's a dinner of Reb Elazar even by Shar Stars. Okay? That's the first Raya. How do we slug up that Raya? That's the first Raya. David, how do we slug up that Raya? You have questions? David, you have the questions? What is the... how do we slug up the Raya? We slug up the Raya in the following way. First of all, the Rishash says, when that machlal between Rav and Shmuel is when it's Rav and Shmuel straight up, when there's no other Amoraim. Okay? When it's Rav and Shmuel straight up, when there's no other Amoraim. There's a bunch of Amoraim here. That's number one. We said that the Rith, who passes the Kavos, would get rid of that Raya. And number two, we said, I mean, the whole machloik is Rav and Shmuel, that we pass like Shmuel and Dinim Mominus, Isaac, is when what? When you know for sure the matter is Dinim Mominus. Here they're arguing whether what? Whether we should pass like Reb Elazar and Dinim Mominus. So it's not muskum that what? It's not agreed upon that this is a matter of Dinim Mominus that we should hold like Shmuel. We could definitely reject what Tysus is saying. The Rif would reject it. That's goof of the machloikis. Is this matter only by getting or even by Dinim Mominus? Okay, so that was the first riot. And the rejection of that Raya. Second Raya was that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there was a Shtar Matana that two brother-in-laws signed on. So the Gemara says in the name of Yosef, it's fine. Why is it fine? Because go use it with Eid Masira. We don't care that brother-in-laws are apostle. We don't care about Eid Hasima. But I thought we hold the Mezuyif Mitocho. Right? So the Gemara asks, how is that good? It's Mesuyif Mitocho. But what do you see from that, Aaron? That what? That we passed like Eidim Asir even by Shar Stars. That was a Shtar Matana. And the Gemara said it was good because of Eidim Asir. That's the second Raya. Gemara and Sanhedrin Chof Tessim and Beis. How do we reject that? That's Rav Yosef. That's one Havara. The other Amoraim might argue on that, Lamaisa. And more arguing Rav Yosef and say that it doesn't work with Eidim Asir by Shar Stars. And lastly, number three, the third Raya was the Gemara and Gittin later on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, that says that the Persian star that was given in front of two Jewish witnesses, you collect from Bnei Chorin. What do you see from there? That you see that Eidim Asira what? Also works by Shar Stars, right? That's a good Raya as well. How do you reject that Raya? So the Marshal says that Raya is only according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we learned on Gimel Amud Beis. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? That you collect because of the Eidim Asira. But according to Rabbeinu Hanano, why do you collect? Why are you collecting over there? Because the Eidei Chasima, who are non-Jews there, are elevated because it's in front of Jewish Eidim Asira, they're like our cults. So you're not collecting there because of what? Eidim Masira? Sheds no light on Eidim Masira. It's only because of Eidim Chasima. So I want you to get that. Tosus Rai is only Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. Only according to Rabbeinu Tam are you collecting what? Only according to Rabbeinu Tam are you collecting because of Eidim Masira. According to Rabbeinu Hanan, you're collecting there because of Eidim Chasima. Right? In fact, we said, why according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could even collect from the Chasim Shubadim with Eidim Masira. Why can't you collect from the Chasim Shubadim over there? Do you recall? Remember what we said? Because it was written what? What did we say the pshat was? It was written where? Rabbeinu Tam said what? It was written in Persian, so there was no kol that goes out. But the Eidim Asira are the ones that always do it, Lamaisa. The Eidim Asira are the ones that always what? Always generate the kol. So in other words, this third proof of Tais is only a fear of Rabbeinu Tam. We can reject that and say it's going according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Your ability to collect from Nechor is not because of the Eidim Asira, it's because of the Nechassim. Fine. That answers number two. Three, what was the Sarach Lezahir B'Tosos? Tosos says, therefore you have to be careful to make sure that you have Eidim Asira at the time of the giving of a get. Because the Eidim Asira are the guys that do the creases. Please get that. Lefikach, we spent 3 days on this Tosos and Dalam and after Moskva Kaimalan. He says, Lefikach Sarach Lezahir. You have to be very careful to have Eidim Asira at any giving of a get. And if there are no Eidim Masira, he says she's not divorced. Aye, but what do we do with what? Daf Lamed Vav, which says what? That's part of this question. How is this for Kushu with the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav? What do we say? What does it say in Daf Lamed Vav? It says that Ein Eidim Chosim Al Gel Metikur Olam. That Eidim Chosim are enough without Eidim Asiru. Eidim Chosim are enough. Why are Eidim Chosim enough? If the Eidim Asiru die or they go to Medina Sayyam. So how can the Gemara write black on white that Eidim Chosim is good when what? When I thought you need Eidim Asiru. So what's the answer? Omer Tosfos, Akol Behechsher Nase. Three words. Akol Behechsher Nase. We assume the Eidei Chasima can ensure the Eidei Mesira. It's the pop-up theory of the Ran that Tosfos is saying in these three words. Okay? And therefore, that's how it's Makusha. That's how he gets out of Lamed Vav by saying what? Therefore, you must be careful to have Eidim Mesira. I, Lamed Vav says Eidim Chasima. No, the Eidim Chasima ensured that there were Eidim Mesira. Hakol Behechsher Nasa. Now, one more point on this, please. And I remember, I think Seth, you asked this in Shir. You were Mechavid and Seder. What is the continuation of Lufik Achsar Lazar? What were the previous lines of Tosfos? The previous lines of Tosfos were proving that Eidim Mesira apply to what? Shar Stars, right? Now he says, and you should be careful by a get. You weren't talking about it yet. Remember you asked that? Oh. So that was the Pnei Yoshua, the Torah Skitten, the Chassam Sofer, and also Seth, right? That's even the way we said it originally, remember? That's the way you have this kasha. So what's the Teretz? Oh. So we said like this, that Tosfos here is coming to exclude the Rif. What's the Rif sheet that we all know? The Rif holds that Eidei Chasima Karsh is good. Now if the Halacha was like Rabbi Elazar only in Begitten, and not by Shar Stars. I want you to get this. If the Halacha was like Rabbi Elazar only by getting, not by Shar Stars, and Shar Stars he held Eidei Chasima Karsi, what's better? Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira? Eidei Chasima. Because the only Paschal like Eidei Mesira and getting. By Shar Stars we hold Eidei Chasima is good enough. So you see, Eidei Chasima is more powerful than what? Eidei Mesira. Then by get, if Eidei Mesira works, Koshkin Eidei Chasima would work. Yes? So Tosfos wants to prove in the beginning of the Tosfos, please get this, that Eidei Mesira only works by what? Eidei Mesira works even by Shar Stars. Once you know Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Mesira works by Shar Stars, then Eidei Chasima never works. And therefore he's stressing, be careful that you have Eidei Mesira by get. Meaning, again, I want you to get this. The whole point of the beginning of the Tosfos, when he proves that Eidei Mesira is possible in Shar Stars, is to prove that Eidei Mesira is quintessential, and it's Likuva no matter what area. Because if you held like Rabbi Elazar Eidei Mesira only by Gittin and not by Shar Stars, that shows that what? That Eidei Chasima is really more powerful than Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima works by Shar Stars. It also will work what? It also at least will work somewhat by Gittin, right? Yes? So Tosfos wants to hit home the concept that Eidei Mesira applied to Shar Stars proves to me that Eidei Mesira is more powerful than Eidei Chasima. It works in all areas. And therefore, we know, and that's the Chiddush, that therefore Eidei Chasima is bogus. If Eidei Chasima is bogus, that's what Tosfos is lefikach. And I want you to know that when you have a get, God forbid, you have to make sure that there's Eidei Mesira there. And if they're not there, it's going to go up in smoke. That was Tosfos trying to prove that. Because if Eidei Mesira only works by getting and not by Shar Stars, that means Eidei Chasima is more powerful. So if Eidei Chasima works by Shar Stars and Eidei Mesira works by getting, I'm going to say Kol Shekein works by what? By getting. So it doesn't work at all. That answered the Torah Skitten, the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. Some Sefer and Seth's Kasha. All right. Four, let's go. What do we say on Gittin Daf Pei Vav and Bei Zugabi Shnaim Sheshoch L'Shnei Gittin? Oh. The Gemara had a very, very fascinating case. It was in Mishnah. On the bottom of Pei Vav and Bei, we saw a lot of Pei Vav. Amar Aleph we saw a lot of. Shoshu Gittin Suvim. We saw a lot of Pei Vav and Bei on the top. Regarding what? The Amoroim. Right, how we pass the laws, and then we saw the bottom as well. Mishnah presents the following case. You have two men with the same names and two women with the same names. And they're both decided to divorce their wives. And they get mixed up. They sent them through agents, shluchim, and they got mixed up. What do? The Mishnah writes as follows. You give both getin to both women. Noshnim shneim lazu, shneim lazu. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Who is the Tana of that Mishnah? So it's a Machlokas and Amoroim. You got to get it. Reb Yirmiyah says, bless you, that the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Meir. Because if it would be Rebbe Lazar, who holds Eidim Asira Karsi, they don't know who's being divorced when they view the get being given. They do not know who it is. They have identical names. If they have identical names, we don't know who, what? We don't know who's being given to who. Okay? We just don't know. And what does Rabbi Yirmi assume? That you need Nesina Lishma. Please get that. You need Nesina Lishma. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yirmi. Therefore, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Now, if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, right? What's the problem, we said? What does Rabbi Meir require according to Tosis? A few places in the Masechta. We know that Tosis said it on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Muchach mitocho, Eide Chasim Akarsi. How is this Muchach mitocho if they're the same identical names? Tosis said by us on Dalam and Aleph that their grandfathers were there. The grandfather's name were on the get, so we could discern Lamaisa. We theoretically could discern. What do we add in? A lot of the guys added in. In Seder, we said it in Shir too, that what? You have to say the Shliach did not know the grandfather's name. Otherwise, then you solved all the problems. But we could look into it, we could research it, and there'd be no problem. So Tosa stands on his head and makes an Ukimta that case is Mishuloshin, that the grandfather's name was there, and you'd be able to discern who, in fact, the woman was. But we, as we said, though, the Shliach does not, and the women themselves don't remember the names. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's why both had to be given. So I want you to get that. So number one is that Rabbi Yirmi says the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because it can't be Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Yirmi holds you need Nesina Lishma. Not only Ksiva Lishma, you need Nesina Lishma. We stress that. Remember I said a lot, if you ask someone who's learning Gittin, tell me, what's the din? Do you need Nesina Lishma? Everyone knows, do you need Ksiva Lishma? Do you need Chasim Lishma? Machash Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Meir. What about Nesina Lishma? It's Beferish Gemara, on Pei Vav Amid Beis. That according to Rabbi Yirmi, you need Nesina Lishma. But I'm just adding on that if it is a requirement of Nesina Lishma, then what? Then the Tana of that Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. But how's it Muchach Mitocho? Tosos adding in that the grandfather's name is there. But you also got to add in that the Shliach and the women don't know the grandfather's name. Okay. Oh, then the Gemara continued and quoted the sheet of Abaye. Abaye argues. What does Abaye say over there? That the Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Lazar. Because Abaye says you don't need Nesina Lishma. You do not need Nesina Lishma. That's Abaye's Kiddush. You do not need Nesina Lishma. So Tosfos quoted this whole Raya to prove Lamaisa. And this is what Taisa says. Chemash Perek Basri says that the Halach is not like Rebbe Lazar. Okay? It's not like Rebbe Lazar. Chemash Mi was quoting Lamaisa. That was the reason why he quoted this Gemara and Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Okay? That's what he wants to prove. That Eidei Chasima L'chud Chemash Meperek Basra. Eidei Chasima L'chud do not work. They don't work to work out a get. Okay? Because it says not like Rebbe Lazar. They don't work themselves. Eino Mo'il L'chud to be Machshir a get. Okay? Eidei Chasima according to Rebbe Lazar do not work. Please get that. That's why Tosas quoted that Gemara. Eidei Chasima do not work alone to be Machshir a get. They might ensure that there was what? That the Eidei Mesira. That's exactly why that Mishnah cannot be who? Rebbe Lazar. Because the Eidei Mesira have to know who it is. Eidei Mesira Lishma. Eidei Chasima are bogus according to Taisus in Rebbe Lazar. Dafka. Taisus is Dafka, Dafka, Dafka. Like the Rabbein Ephraim. Like the Balamor. Does not accept it. How do you get out of Lamed Vav like we said? Because it's Akol B'Hekshar Nasa. Okay. Very good. Now, Lamaisa, I just want to point out one more point on this, okay, to answer number four completely. Let's just get it. And that's what we said. This Tosas quoting this Gemara to exclude the Shita Sarif. How would you get out of this Raya? How would you get out of this Raya, Lamaisa? How would you get out of the Raya? So what would you say? So we said that the Rabbeinu Ephraim, okay, they get out of this raya is by saying Akol B'Hekshar Nasa. This is like the pop-up theory. This is mamish like the pop-up theory. I just want to add one more point to this, and that is as follows, okay? That Lamaisa, we're talking where the Eidei Mesira are not in front of us. Then we rely Mistama Akol B'Hekshar Nasa. But if the Eidei Mesira are there, we'll just bring them. You're chayav to bring them. Just want to add that caveat. When we say that kolbeksher are nasa, we are saying that they the mesir are not in front of us. They the mesir are in front of us. Then in a chanami, what? In a chanami, then you're going to have what? You're going to have to bring them. But lemaisa kolbeksher nasa is when they the mesir are not in front of us. Okay. That answers four. Five. What is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam legabe eidim mesira? Oh. So Rabbeinu Tam pointed out an amazing chiddush. The old ragel of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? He says, even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Eida Chasima Karsi, you need eidim to be there at the presence of the giving of the get. Based on what klal? The old ragel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar. Even though Rabbi Meir holds Eida Chasima Karsi, you better have eidim there at the giving the get because of the famous klal of Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim. And this is the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that you must say, even according to Rabbi Meir, you need to have what? You need to have aid him there at the giving of the get. That is famous Rabbeinu Tam shita. Oh. Now, we said as follows. I want you to get this. We said that the Nesivis pointed out the following chiddush. The Nesivis writes that Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim does not apply to a get. Why does it not apply to a get? It only applies to Kedushin, because Kedushin is Chav Lachrini. Gerushin, the guy is Biyoto, so he can always divorce her. So why do you need two Eidim by the get? John, you asked, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara on Beis and Beis said Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim by a get. What's the answer? The answer is as follows. I want you to get this. The Nesivis is writing here that Lashvui Shtara, to make a star you need two Eidim. That's the Gemara Beis and Beis. But when it comes to what? Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim, it's only by Kedushin, not by get. And we pointed out that this Tosis, our very own Tosis, against the Nesivis. Rabbeinu Tam writes black on white that you need Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim by get. So smack against the Nesivis. That's what the Stipler pointed out. It's mamish against the Rabbeinu Tam. It's against the Rabbeinu Tam. It's against the Nesivis. Could be the Nesivis is going according to the Rif, but the fact of the matter is the Rambam says the same thing. Lamaisa, you need Eidus Lekiyumi Adavar. It's impossible that today she's in there, but tomorrow she's not without any Eidim. So the Rambam is also against the what? Against the Nesivis as well. So I want you to get that. Again, Nachamo. The Rabbeinu Tam used to say, Vod Roger Rabbeinu Tam Loimar, that according to Rav Meir, who holds Eidim Chasim Akarsi, you still need Eidim at the presence of the giving of the get. For a new reason, of Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. And that's against the Nesivis, that line. Because the Nesivis said by get, we don't say Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. We only say it by Kiddush, because it's Chav Lachrini. By get, there's no such din. So John asked in Shir, isn't that against the Gemara and Beis we learned? The Gemara uses Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. No, that's in order to Lashvi Shtara. To make a star, of course, you need what? Two Eidim. But Lemaisa, regarding the actual giving of the get, that Lemaisa, you don't need Eidus. That Lemaisa, you don't need Eidus. Oh. So we also pointed out, please get this. This is all on number five. Okay? We said, how on earth Tosis is arguing on the Rif? Because what does the Rif say again? What does the Rif always say? You got to get this. What is the Rif's version, the Ramban's version of the Rif? Af, af, af. If you hold af, that means Eide Chasima works on their own. Is that correct? Yes? If you hold af, that means Eide Chasima work on their own. Where do you fulfill Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim? This is what we stressed. You got to get this. According to the Ramban in the Rif who holds af, that means Eide Chasima works on their own. I ask you, if you do Eide Chasima on their own, where are the Eidim at the giving of the get? So what's the answer that we gave? Please get it. We said the following chiddush, okay? We said the following chiddush, and that is the following. Regarding Eidus Likiyume, all the Rishonim hold the pop-up theory. All the Rishonim hold the pop-up theory. The Eide Chasima will also serve as Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim, pop-up theory. But I thought the Ramban and the Rif don't hold the pop-up theory. What's the answer? Please get this. The pop-up theory they hold of for Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim, they don't hold of it for Lashvui Shtara.
That's the chiluk that we made. You got to get that. Eidech Hasima will work to fulfill Ein Davar Shiver Pachus Mishnayim, the pop-up theory, according to the Ramban, in the Rith. But to fulfill the Lashvui Shtara, that they don't agree with. That they don't agree with, and the whole Eidech Hasima works on its own. That's the chiddush that we wanted to say. Okay? Fine. That answers number what? Number five. Six. What did Tosis say regarding Shtar Matan or Shtar Mecher? Oh. Tosis went on and said that Shtar Mecher and Shtar Matana, which are Shtare Kinyan, not Shtare Raya, do not work L'maisa, L'Rabbi Lazar, if there's no Eidei Mesirut. Please get that. Tosis says that Rabbi Lazar holds Eidei Mesirut B'Shar Shtaris. What type of Shtaris? Shtare Kinyan. Shtare Kinyan. Shtare Kinyan need to have what? Need to have Eidei Mesirut. Shtar Raya will work with Eidei Chasima, will not need Eidei Mesirut. And the Rosh says like this explicitly in Yudal from the base. However, the Rosh later on Pei Vavim Esim and Zion says a Shtar Hava needs Eidei Mesirut. A Shtar Hava needs Eidei Mesirut. So the Korban HaSonal asks as Kasha on him, and he says that what? He says that he has a difficulty with that. And we said that Rabbi Kivager points out the Rosh that a Shtar Hava also needs Eidei Mesirut, and the Korban Shiurim asks a steer in the Rosh. Okay, but what I want to bring out is what do we say a Shtar Hava is? We said it was a machloikis between the Tosfos Rid and Tosfos as to whether a Shtar Hava is a Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Mecher and a Shtar Matana certainly is a Shtar Kinyan. Does the deal. What about a Shtar Hava? So we point out, the Rav Lichtenstein pointed out that it's a machloikis between the Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid as to whether what? As to whether a Shtar Hava is a Shtar Kinyan. Okay? I believe the Tosfos Rid on Daf Chafam and Bey said it was a Shtar Kinyan, and the Tosfos assumed that it was a Shtar what? Tosfos assumed that it was a Shtar Raya. Okay? Do we have that? You have that? I think that's the way it was. Yes. Tosfos writes a Shtar Hava is a Shtar Raya on Chafam and Bey, and the Tosfos Rid says it's a Shtar Kinyan. Very good. So please get that. Nachamol, to review that. Six. Tosfos points out, Shtar Eidei Mesirut, Dafka, I love Eidei Mesirut, David, but it only applies to a Shtar Kinyan. Does not apply to a Shtar Raya. Shtar Mecher and Shtar Matana is a Shtar Kinyan. Does the deal. A Shtar Raya, Eidei Chasim are acceptable. To the degree that what? A Shtar Hava, it's a question, steer and rush, whether you need Eidei Mesirut. What it hinges upon? Whether a Shtar Hava will be labeled as a Shtar Kinyan, then it needs Eidei Mesirut. If it's a Shtar Raya, then the old Eidei Chasim would suffice. Fine. Seven. How do we explain the Miu Yesh L'chalik? Oh. Tainis Adrochim Shoinim. Give the different ways. Oh. So we said Miu Yesh L'chalik in the Tosfos is as follows. There's this Poshup shot that we said. And the Poshup shot is that all Tosfos is saying is, you know, I love Eidei Mesirut, I love Eidei Mesirut, but I want to tell you something. When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, there is a klal called Hodas Valdin Kimei Einim Domi. And the bottom line is that you could do without Eidei Mesirut. You could do without Eidei Mesirut. Let the Hodas Valdin be good enough. You could do without Eidei Mesirut. And therefore, if Hodas Valdin is good enough, then it's like Eidei Chasima, and therefore you don't need Eidei Mesirut. It's enough to have Eidei Chasima of Makom Hodas Valdin. So you can do away with Eidei Mesirut. But by Kiddushin and Vigerushin, Hodas Valdin does not work. Why does it not work? Why does it not work? Because you're Mechayev Lachrini. By Kedushin and Gerushin or Das Bal Din does not work. And therefore, what's the din? Therefore, what's the halacha that we said? Therefore, you need Eidei Mesirut. So we said the Poshup Shat and Tosfos, that's number one way, let's get it, that Tosfos just backed out of one aspect. That aspect being that I love Eidei Mesirut, I love Eidei Mesirut. But I want you to know that the requirement of Eidei Mesirut that we said that is by Dinei Mamonos is really not needed because Hodas Bal Din does the job just as well, and therefore Eidei Chasima would suffice because Eidei Chasima is equivalent to Hodas Bal Din because you're not Mechayev Lachrini. But Kedushin Vigerishin, which you are Mechayev Lachrini, you need Eidei Mesirut and Eidei Mesirut alone. That's number one way. That's minimizing what Tosis backed out of. And that's the Poshup Shah and the Tosis. I was discussing this by Rikas with Rav Shulman Shlit, and he thought, agreed with me, that's the Poshup Shah and the Tosis. But Ksois! The Ksois! And I told Rav Shulman, I said, this Ksois, I can't believe this Ksois. He says, I couldn't believe it either. That's what he said to me. He said he couldn't believe it either. Okay? This Ksois, we said, turns everything around. Okay? What does the Ksois say? The Ksois, Mamish says, an unbelievable Chiddush. He says that we've been saying all along in the whole Tosfos that what makes a star? What is Tosfos assuming makes a star? Eidei Mesira and Eidei Mesira alone. That's what makes a star. Eidei Chasima cannot make a star. Okay? So now Tosfos says the following, according to the Ksos. Tosfos says, you know what? I'm wrong. The only reason why you need Eidei Mesira by getting into Kedushin is to supply what? What is it to supply? Ein davar shirber v'pachas mishnayim. But in reality, the Eidei Chasima could also make the star a star. That's an amazing chiddush of the Ksos HaChosh and Simen Mem Beis of Katnal, but we must get it. Okay. Now, the difficulty with that is Rav Nochem Barchovich points out, is that you're stuck with Akasha. What's that Akasha? Pei Vavim and Beis. What did it say on Pei Vavim and Beis? What does it say on Pei Vavim and Beis? What do we prove in Pei Vavim and Beis? That according to what Rav Elazar, right? What do we prove from Pei Vavim and Beis according to Rav Yirmiyah? That Eidei Chasima do not make the star star. The only thing that makes the star star is what? Eidei Mesira, and they have to know who it is. Rav Yirmiyah holds the Sima Lishma. So if you're going to tell me now that Tosfos backs out of that whole theory, and he suggests that what? That the only reason why you need Eidei Mesira by getting Kedusha is Eidei Mesira, Rokos Mishnayim, and Eidei Chasima could make the star star. You don't need Eidei Mesira. What do you do with Pei Vavim and Beis? Rebbe Lozer also holds, right? That Eidei Chasima could make the star star, and you could say that the Mishulashim, right? Rebbe Lozer also holds of that. That was the difficulty that we had. That was the difficulty we had on the Ksos. Very, very difficult in the Ksos. Oh, so I want you to get this. We set up shot. How do we answer that kasha from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky? We said like this. I want you to get this. That only Lefi Reb Meir, who holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, do you need what? Reb Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, so you don't need Nisim Lishma. Mashenki and Lefi Reb Elazar, you also need what? You also need Eidei Mesira. So therefore, what? The Eidei Chasima are like the Eidei Mesira, so therefore they have to be what? Reb Yirmiyah requires Nisim Lishma. The Eidei Chasima become what? What do the Eidei Chasima become? The Eidei Chasima become what? What do they become? They become like the Eidei Mesira, and therefore it's got to be written what? It's got to be written Lishma. That's how we can save the day. That according to Rabbi Lazar, the bottom line is, and this is the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush Lamaisa. The bottom line is that we just got through saying that. What do we said earlier? We said that the whole reason why you need. What did the other Rishonim say earlier? The Ravan and the Rif. What did they say? That the pop-up theory is good for what? What's the pop-up theory good for? The pop-up theory is good to fulfill what? Ein davar shirber v'pachas mishnayim. But to make a star, the Ravan say in the Rif that what? Eidei Chasima alone. You can't. There's no pop-up theory. Correct? That's what we said earlier. Now what we're saying is that we're basically saving what? We're saving the Ksos, and the Ksos is saying that what? Tosfos says you only need what? What is Tosfos saying? You only need Eidei Mesira for what? Ein davar shirber v'pachas mishnayim. But Eidei Chasima can make the what? Can make the star a star. Eidei Chasima can make the star a star. That's what we're saying. We pointed out that's the opposite of what we said earlier in the Tosa according to the Rabban and the Rif. Again, Nachamal, what does the Ksos say? This is the second version. The Ksos says that Tosa backs out of everything. What do you mean? Tosas have been saying Eidei Mesira makes the star a star. What does Tosas back out of? He backs out of that. Eidei Mesira by getting the Kedushas only needed to what? For Ein Davar Shirber V'Pachas Mishnayim. That's all. But to make the star a star, Eidei Chasima are enough. So what do you do with that Pei Vav? If Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Chasima enough, then Rabbi Elazar should also be. What's the answer? Rabbi Elazar also that holds the Eidei Chasima become the Eidei Mesira, but the Eidei Mesira, you need what? You need it to be done Lishma. You need Nisim Lishma. They're considered to be Eidei Mesira, therefore it's got to be Nisim Lishma. And therefore, if it's got to be Nisim Lishma, therefore, Lamaisa, that's the theory. In other words, we're holding the pop-up theory can make the star a star now. According to the Ksos and Tosis, it's pum fakir of what we said in the Ramban and the Rith. What do we say earlier according to the Ramban and the Rith? That the pop-up theory is good to fulfill Eidus L'Kiyumi at the Rendev Shabbos Mishnayim, but it's not good enough to make the star a star. Here we're saying pum fakir. Here we're saying the pop-up theory according to Rabbi Elazar makes the star a star. Eidus Chasima are treated like Eidus Mesira, but it's got to be done with Shmuel. Rebbeir says Eidus Chasima does a star, you don't need to see the Shmuel. So therefore, that's the way we save the Ksos. I want you to get that. That's how you answer the Kasha of Tevav and Mebeis. Okay? Want me to repeat it one more time? Again, what did we say the Yesh L'Chalik is? First version everyone got? First version is that Tosis just saying, of course, you need Eidus Mesira. Poshav Shatna, we said, of course you need Eidus Mesira. He just backs out by Dini Mamanus, you don't need it because Odas Baal Din is good enough, so Eidus Chasima are good enough to. Okay. But by getting the Kedusha, why do you need Eidus Mesira? To make the star a star. Says the Ksos, no. Miu Yesh L'Chai is backing out of everything. The only reason I need Eidus Mesira by getting the Kedusha is because Eidus Mesira is time. To make the star a star, what do you need? To make the star a star, what do you need? Eidus Chasima is enough. If Eidus Chasima is enough, why couldn't Rabbi Elazar be paid Bava Mbez? What's Pshat Rabbi Yirmiyah? The answer is because the Eidus Chasima become the Eidus Mesira. If the Eidus Chasima become the Eidus Mesira, then you need to see the Lishma. That's using the pop-up theory to make the star a star. But for purposes of Ein Darash Shibur Bachos Mishnayim, you need Eidus Mesira. So we just point out it was Mamash Pum Fakirs of what the Ramban and the Rif held. The way that we said the Ksos is Masber, the Yesh L'Chalik in Tais. I want you to get that. It's very important. Please get that, okay? Reb Meir holds Poshit. Reb Meir holds Eidus Chasima Karsi, and therefore you don't need to see the Lishma. That's why Reb Meir is the Tana there, according to Reb Yirmiyah. Can't be Reb Elazar. Okay. Fine. That answers number 7, 8. What do we say regarding Kedushin that it's Chav Lachrini? Oh. Please get it. There is a klal of Odas Baal Din Kimei Edim Domi. If a man or woman say that they're married, they're not believed. Because they are causing a chov to other people. In what sense are they causing a chov to other people? So the Gemara, that's the Gemara says a Kedushin Samachem and Beis, black and white, that it's Chav Lachrini. In what sense is it? So Tosus writes here that you're assuring her on his krovin, and she's assuring himself on her krovin. They focus on the krovin. Rashi says similarly also in Kedushin as well, like our Tosus. The Rashba, though, in Kedushin asks, what do you do about Ger and Gioris that have no relatives? Or a person, God forbid, who has no relatives at all? So then you should say, Odas Baal Din should work. Therefore, the Rashba argues and says like this. Why is Kedushin Chav Lachrini? Because she's usher on the whole Olam. Because if she's an Eish Hazish. She's usher on the whole Olam. They don't focus on the Krovim. The Rashba focuses on the Isra Eish Hazish the whole Olam. Like the Ran says in the Tetz HaRosh. Okay? The Rishash here, and in Kedushin asks why Rashi and Tais didn't say what? Like the Ran and the Rashba. Okay, but Lamaisa, this is the Pshat. One more Pshat that we said, the Ritva, please get it. The Ritva said an amazing thing. The Ritva says it's Chav Lachrini because she's Chayv Misa. If someone would be bowl her in HSC, she'd be Chayv Misa, so would he. Okay? So therefore we said that if the vow would be Neeman, if the vow would be Neeman that this Kedushim would not hold Odas Baal Din, someone would be bowl her to be Chayv Misa. Right? And that's like the Rambam says, Eid Echad Yuchas only by Malchus. But that's only Legavi Malchus. We don't say it Legavi Misa. Okay. So therefore, these are the three pshatim why we say it's Chav Lachrini. Please get it. That's 8, 9. What do we say by Gerushin? Why is Gerushin Chav Lachrini? Why do we say that Gerushin is Chav Lachrini? What's the din? Why is Gerushin considered to be Chav Lachrini? Why is Gerushin considered to be Chav Lachrini? Oh. Omer Taisus. Taisus says, it was my mother-in-law, maybe I should have taken it. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't turn off the hope. Everything's all right. Okay. All right. Why is Gerushin Chav Lachrini? What do you say? Says Tosos, I'll tell you why. The guy says that he divorced a woman. What happens? She can't marry a Kohen now. That's Chav Lachrini. That's what our Tosos says black on white. That's why Odas Bondi does not work. That's why Tosos says Gerushin is Chav Lachrini. You got to get it. Who argues on this? The Rashba argues on this. Says the Rashba. The Rashba says that he holds that Gerushin is not Chav Lachrini. Why not? Because without this divorce, she's a married woman. She'd be usher to anyone anyway. She'd be usher to everyone, not just Kohanim. So how can you tell me that Gerushin is Chav Lachrini? Lisa makes a mutter Yisraelim and Levim. Lisa makes a mutter Yisraelim and Levim. Right? So please get that. Rashba argues on Tosfos and says this is not Chav Lachrini. What did Tosfos respond back to that? What do we say? Tosfos still says it's called Chav Lachrini because in the future, if the husband would die, would she be able to marry Kohanim? Can a widow marry Kohanim? Yes. Now that she's a divorcee, she can't marry Kohanim. So we said in the bottom of the page in the notes of the Ritva, Tosfos looks always to the future. And the Rashba looks at what is now, right now. Right now, if she wouldn't have gotten divorced, she's married. You got to get that. The Gemara said black and white that Kedushin is Chav Lachrini. That's a Kedushin Samach Emes. Gerushin is not anywhere in Shas. Whether it's Chav Lachrini or not. Machloikis. Our Tosfos just assumes that it is. The Rashba argues on Tosfos. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, what's the pshat? What's the pshat that it's what considered to be Chav Lachrini? What's the pshat? So the Tereskitin writes, okay? And the Nesivis write that the Rashba holds when the Baal's Modi divorces his wife, right? He asks her to a Kohen. That's not Chav Lachrini because why? What's another reason why it's not Chav Lachrini? Because he can divorce her anytime he wants. It's biyado. That's not called Chav Lachrini, he says. That's not called Chav Lachrini. Okay? That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. That's not called Chav Lachrini. Okay. What'd you say?
It's still the Kohen Gadol. Even if the husband dies, she's still asked for the Kohen Gadol.
Okay, so?
So then that's what I can respond.
That doesn't affect.
Can you respond back to Tosfos? Tosfos says that it's still Chayav Achrini because the husband died, so she should be mutter to everyone. But she's not mutter to everyone, she's still asked for the Kohen Gadol.
She's asked for the Kohen Gadol if he would have died, but the get doesn't affect it.
No, it's still Chayav Achrini.
I'm saying the respect to Kohanim, yes. The fact that if he would die, she's also Kohen Gadol, that doesn't make a difference.
Why?
We're talking about right now. If she would not be divorced and her husband would die, she can marry Kohanim. Now that there's a claim there's a divorce, that's Chav Lachrini. Who cares about that Kohen Gadol? It's Chav Lachrini about Kohanim. You're right, that's a separate thing, but that's not affecting the Hodah and the Gerushin. You follow me? You understand what I'm saying? I'm asking the Gerushin itself. Now, you bring up a good point, but I'm saying that's not Milam Moirid by Gerushin, I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? We're talking about Gerushin. There's an omission, there was a Gerushin. Is that Chav Lachrini? From one perspective, if he would die, she's mutter to everyone else. Right?
She's not mutter to everyone else.
She wouldn't be mutter to Kohen Gadol, I understand, but except for the Kohen Gadol, she's mutter to everyone in the world. Now that there's a Gerushin, she's not mutter to Kohanim. So that's imposing Chav Lachrini.
I'm saying it shouldn't make a difference between a group or one person. It's Chav Lachrini, it's Chav Lachrini. It shouldn't make a difference between a group.
I understand, but the Kohen Gadol doesn't make a difference. We want to know, does this cause a detriment or not? Yes. By saying there's a get, she can't marry Kohanim. By saying she would marry and the guy would die, she'd be mutter to Kohanim. The Kohen Gadol doesn't make a difference.
Why not? It's still Chav Lachrini.
But it doesn't speak to the Gerushin. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't speak to whether Gerushin is called Chav Lachrini. I'm asking you, is Gerushin Chav Lachrini? You follow me? That doesn't make a difference to Kohen Gadol, right? Yeah, go ahead, Aaron, real quick.
Yeah, according to the Tereskitin,
yes. I can't hear you. What?
After the Tashmana event, a woman can be divorced by a husband, and this is Chav Lachrini.
According to the Nesivis. Yes, you're right. It wouldn't be Chav Lachrini. So you'd have to fall back on what Tosfos says, Kohanim. That's correct. Very good point. Excellent point. Okay. You hear what I'm saying, though? In other words, you'd fall back on Tosa's point that it's still Chayv Lachrini because of Kohanim. Okay. Fine. What else was the other kasha we had to Orsamech and the Stipler? What happened if she's already a divorcee? Remember that? Let's say she's on her second marriage now. She's on her second marriage already. She's also the Kohanim anyway. So Hodas Baldin should work. That's what the Orsamech and the Stipler ask on the Shittas HaTaisis. Okay? That's what they ask. And then we said, L'churitz Kosh HaTaisis. Gerushin is not like Mominus. Right? Even though the Bazan Neman on Gerushin is Neman Biyodoy. He's Neman Mitzad Biyodoy. He should be Neman Mitzad Biyodoy. So he said like the Nesivis. La Shvui Shtara, you need Adis or Odas Baldin. Nemanus Biyodoy is not La Shvui Shtara. We were very bothered by what does Tosha say that Gerushin is not Domu L'Mamun? And you need Adis Mesira because the Baal's not Neman. Why is the Baal not Neman? He's Neman Mitzad Biyodoy. He might not be Neman on the past that he did it, but he's Neman Mitzad Biyodoy. The answer is, according to the Nesivis, La Shvui Shtara, you need Adis. Biyodo is not good enough for Lashri Star. That answer is number 9. 10. What's the pshat in the Taisvis? What's the pshat in Taisvis Zogin? That says, Ein lecha chesim gedol mizu. Where was the Tosos? On Gimel Amid Beis. Ein lecha chesim gedol mizu. Tosos says an unbelievable chiddush. He says, the shloshe gittin are psulim. According to Reb Meir, isn't it called Mishanim Abay Avlad Mamzer? The Mishnah said Vlad Kosher. What's the answer? What does the Mishnah say? Shlosha Gittin Psulim in the Rabbanan. And we hold, according to one sheet in the Gemara, Bay Bavan Avitz Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the town who holds Shlosha Gittin Psulim. If Reb Meir is the town who holds Shlosha Gittin Psulim, call Mishanim Abay Shetal from Vlad Mamzer. The Mishnah said Vlad Kosher. What's the answer? The answer is Kosev Chesav Yodav Ein Alav Edim. Ein lecha chesim gedol mizu. Tosa says if the guy writes an IOU of the get, ein lecha chesim gedol mizu. Ein lecha chesim gedol mizu. Now we said there are two ways to interpret this Tosa. Poshup shot in this Tosa when he says ein lecha chesim gedol mizu means odas baldin kemei eidim domi. That means you're saying odas baldin kemei eidim domi by what? By Gerushin. That means Tosus on Gimel and Beis is Sosa the Tosus we've been chasering today. Because what did Tosus say in black on white in the last line of the Tosus? That by Gerushin you don't say Odas Baldin because you put a Chavlach in by Kohanim. That means it's Stirin Tosus. Then we quoted the Beis Aaron. Beis Aaron is the one who pointed out that Kasher. Then we wanted to say, I think the Beis Aaron suggested that when he says, Ein lecha chesim gedol mizu, what does he mean? He doesn't mean Odas Baldin, but what does he mean? The Xeris HaKosov of the Kosov law. The 2 days in Rashi and Pei Vavim and Aleph. One day in Rashi, Kosov HaSav Yodah was Wadah Das Baldin. What was the other day? It was Xeris HaKosov. Maybe in the Chachasim and Gedolah Mizu is stemming from the Xeris HaKosov. Then it's not a stira. Kosov HaSav Yodah Vein Olav Edim is good, not because of Wadah Das Baldin, but because of the Xeris HaKosov. Then there's no stira. John, you follow me? Then you can answer there's no stira in the Taisis. That answers number what? Number 10. 11. Oh. What does the sugya say on Daf Kavov? What does the sugya say on Daf Kavov? Okay? Let's do this question, then we'll go to Chaschanak, and then we'll go to Chumash, okay? Alright. What did the sugya say on Kavov? Who quoted the sugya on Kavov? Top Toysis, Dalam and Aleph. Okay? And I stress that. Remember, Lo Sheikhi Hani Taimi. Okay, let's go over the sugya there, outside. Please get it. The Mishnah writes on Kavov and Aleph. The following sheet is. The Tanakhama says that when you write a get, a tofes, you must leave the torif empty. That's the first sheet. Not only by get, but even the shtar milva and the shtar mecher. That's the first Tanakhama. That's the Tanakhama. What's the second sheet? Reb Yudah apostles it completely. He says you can't write anything. Can't even write a tofes. Third sheet, the Rebbe Lazar, who holds what? Dini Mominus is good except for Gitte Noshim. Gitte Noshim, it says, because of Olishma, when it comes to get, you can't even write the Tofes. Okay. Now, there's one thing that we missed. The Tanakhama and the Mishnah says, why are you allowed to write up a Tofes, by all the cases? Because of Takana Sofer. The Gemara says it's called Takana Sofer. Takana Sofer, he's totally inundated. He needs to get a head start on something. So let him write out the tofes. And the Mishnah, the Tanakam is Rabbi Lazar holds Edom Misira Karsi. And therefore, the tofes you really shouldn't even write. But because of Takana Sofer, we allowed it. Okay, what does Rabbi Yudah hold? What does Rabbi Yudah hold? Rabbi Yudah says it's possible by all of them. Why are they possible by all of them? Why are they possible by all of them according to Rabbi Yudah? You can't even write the tofes because he has a double gzera. What's the double gzera? Tofes ato toref and shar shars ato get. So you can't write anything according to Rabbi Yudah. And according to Rabbi Lazar, why are you allowed to do shar shars? Because he makes the gzera of what? Tofes ato toref by get, but he does not make the gzera of shar shars ato get. Oh, that was the first part of the Gemara. Please get it. I want you, like today. Yesterday you were doing what? 3:14:30, right? Today, the Shakla Nataria, right? Okay, the Shakla Nataria. That's the first part of the Gemara. Second part, let's get it. What was the sheet of Rabbi Lazar? You're not even allowed to write the Tofes. Why not? Because it says Kasaf Lo Lishma. Correct the Gemara. Lishma is on the Toref, not the Tofes. What's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer, you recall? Tzigzeru. We're afraid if you don't write the Toref, Tofes Lishma, you're going to come to write the Toref Shalom Lishma. But the Gemara said that's the Tanakama we said was Rabbi Lazar. Tanakama said you're allowed to write the Tofes. What's the answer? Trey Tanoi, I leave it Rabbi Lazar. That's the first answer. Second answer, please get it. What did Reb Shabtoi say, B'Shem Chizkiah? Please get it. He said, Mishum Ktata. What's Ktata? What's Ktata? Arguments. And it's Reb Meir. The Tanakam is Reb Meir, old Zedek Hasima Karsi. We're allowed to write the Tofes, but not the Toref. Why? You really should write the Toref if you hold like Reb Meir, Zedek Hasima Karsi. What's the answer why you can't write the Toref? Because you'll see that what? You'll think the husband directed the sofer to write it up. She'll think that the husband's going to divorce her. What's the answer? It'll cause a machloikis. So we do not allow the what? The toref written, but the tofes can be written. Fine. So again, the second part of the Gemara is that we have two shitas. Who's the Tanakam? Is it Rabbi Lazar? Two versions of Rabbi Lazar? Or is it what? Reb Meir? And we hold Mishum Ktata. You're not allowed to write the toref, but you can write the tofes. Third part of the Gemara now. Please get it. The Gemara says the following. Takanas Agunos. Rav Chista B'Shem Avimi. Please get it. What does Takanas Agunos mean? Either you can plug that into Reb Meir or you can plug it into Rav Elazar. Oh. You got it? How do you plug it in? Please get this. You plug it in with Reb Meir like this. Eirech Asimikarsi, you should even be able to write the Toref. Right? You should even be able to write the Toref. But what's going to happen? They might already be arguing, God forbid. He's going to get angry at her and throw a get at her and be ma'agin her. Umosifla. And she'll sit as an aguna. Which we pointed out is bizarre. Because agunas, usually she hasn't gotten her get. In this case, she's already gotten her get. Remember we said that? Rashi says, because people what? She won't not be able to find someone to marry her now. So the Lashon of Agun is talking about it here where she already got her get. That's what we said, according to Rashi. It's very, very big Chiddush. Who knows if she'll be able to find another guy to marry her. So please get that. That's why, according to the Mary, you're not allowed to write the Toref. Because of Takanas Agunos. Then the Gemara, now on that line, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran asked, what are you talking about? We never found a Lashon of Agun after she's already divorced. So what do they say? They say are different than Rashi. They say maybe he'll get angry with her and he'll throw her a get. That'll be Suffolk Karavlo, Suffolk Karavlo. She'll be stuck as an Agun and he'll leave. Right? He'll leave. And he won't be there to write another get. So I want you to get that the Rashba, Ritva, and the Ran argued on the Lashon of Gemara Chavamis and Ma'age means literally Aguna. He'll get angry with her, he'll throw a suffix get, karavla. How do we save Rashi? The Kikoyon de Yonah said, because when he throws the get, when he's angry, she thinks that he's going to remarry her. She thinks he's going to remarry her. So the lemaisa, in the meantime, she won't marry someone else, and it could very well be that what? It could very well be that he won't remarry her. And therefore, that's what Rashi meant to say, that she's going to be left as an aguna. That's what Rashi meant to say, she's going to be left as an aguna. Because lemaisa, he's not going to live with her as man and wife because he divorced her. Lafuke, if he didn't throw her anything. So that's the chiddush lemaisa that he wanted to say. And the last point on this, please get it, is the other version. How is it Rabbi Lazar? How is it Rabbi Lazar? How is this Rabbi Lazar, we said? You recall? How is Takanas Agunas Rabbi Lazar? If the old lady Messira Karta, you shouldn't even write the Tofes. Why are you allowed to write the Tofes? The guy's in a hurry. He wants to go to Minisiyam, and he wants to divorce her quick. If the Tofes isn't ready, he's not going to wait around. He's just going to leave her and not divorce her. So Takanas Agunas can fit in even according to Rabbi Lazar. So I want you to get this. Please chazer this over. We spent a lot of time on this. That's why I chazered it. What did it have to do with anything? Tosan Dalam and Aleph. Required you to know the whole background here. On the top of Dalam and Aleph, the top Tosfos. And he wrote one line here, which John asked me this morning. We stressed it, right? When he chazered, very good that John was asking me. The garbage can case is not shaykh at all to that sugya of Takanas Agunus or Ketata. Why not? Lo shayich hanitame. What do we say that meant? Lo shayich hanitame. Why is the garbage can case not shayich to that whole sugya of takanas agunos and takana of what ketata? Why not? So the Nachlos Moshe, the great goin tzaddik, tremendous sefer, says in one line. You know why? Because that whole sugya in Chafav is talking to the sofer, when he's preparing the get. The garbage can case, the get's done already. It's written already. Just hasn't been signed. We're past the sofer. That's why none of those reasons apply to the garbage can case. Okay, that answers number one, number 11. Okay, we'll pick it up at 12 on Sunday. Let's go to a little bit of Hanukkah. Sunday we'll do more probably. We have to see. Okay. We got a lot of Chazaras still we got to finish up. We only have 4 more days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the beginning is Thursday. Okay. All right. We'll go ahead. Okay. Now, Lemaisa, we start.